Ha. Yerinde.
Is it not?
Yes. They are sleeping. They are thinking they are in line.
One has to know what is enjoying it.
No, whatever is enjoying it, we are utilizing it because we are fortunate. Explaining last night that earth, water, air, fire, they come from Krishna's energy. Can you explain how it is? Anyone know? People may say that you can say like that, but it's proved that the earth has come from Krishna. That's all right. That is your scripture says, but I am a third person. Why should I believe in your sister to prove? You are quoting from your own scripture. I don't take your scripture. You bring me practical explanation how earth has come from this.
One has to accept
so that you may accept.
Krishna has suffered 5,000 years ago.
That's all right. That doesn't matter.
For everyone, because you're part of Krishna too.
That is your thing. You prove that.
My friend, that's the Supreme Lord thing.
That's
like,
all right.
Child has to accept the authority of a mother to know about his
that,
father.
That is all right, but you need some practical explanation. That how water, earth has come from.
The only practical explanation we can have, or anything we can have, is that explanation which his father gives him, Supreme Lord gives him. He has given it.
That is all right. Still, Vigyan means Gyan and Vivek. Vivek means personal conviction. That is called Vigyan. Gyan and Vigyan. One knowledge you get from me, and then you practically apply your consciousness that yes, whatever I said, it is right. That is called Vigyan. One knowledge accepting blindly from yourself, that is knowledge. But how it is practically made or done, that understanding is called Vidya.
We have so many examples of
give that example, that I want.
We have so many examples of scientific creations by intelligent brain personalities on this planet. So many things you should achieve, like the clothes you wear, the machines we're using in our everyday lives.
So how Krishna has prepared us? That I want.
So we can see by studying the nature of the construction of this earth that is so much more intelligent.
So how earth is coming from Krishna? Tell me that.
Scientists say that this earth came from gases, but they cannot explain exactly where those gases have come from. That is that source, that is Krishna.
No, they do not know, but we know.
Yes.
How in your abdomen, belly, gas is formed. How? There was no gas, but automatically the gas is formed. And therefore sometimes it is much gas and you go for treatment. So, this is practical. This gas is also generating from my body. So, as I am an individual, incidental body, if there is possibility, I am generating little gas. So, Krishna's gigantic body, why not gigantic volume of gas? This is it. Yes. So how the energy thing is producing, this is common. Gas is pumping. It's like you perspire. There is water. So 1 ounce of water may come from your body. So water is coming from your body. So why not from the gigantic body of Krishna, the oceans, millions of oceans come out? This is the understanding. We see practically that water is coming out from my body. So it may be 1 ounce or less than that, because my body is very small. But Krishna's body is unlimited. So why not unlimited supply of water? This should be common sense. And this body, what is this? It is earth. And if the body will be dead, it will be earth. So I am spirit soul, a small particle, so much earth has come from me. Now why not Krishna, the Supreme Spirit? This is the experience. God is great, I am small. From me, a small quantity of earth is coming, water is coming. Why not from the gigantic body of Krishna? So huge, volume of water, gas, and everything. As you see, it is coming. Therefore, Krishna is correct. He is correct. But for our understanding, we can understand like this. Chemicals. The chemicals coming from our body. There is so many salt. The dust, the blood, or the perspiration in finding so many chemicals.
For our body to produce, just to understand
that I am part and parcel of Krishna. So the chemical and the water and the earth is coming from my body. So why not Krishna's body, gigantic, related, the chemicals, water, earth, water. When Krishna says, Vamira Panaro, it is my energy, it is spread. Where is it difficult to understand? We are little sample of God, a small God. So, if we can produce this body, the spirit soul, as I described yesterday, 10,000 part of the tip of the hair, is very, very minute. From that minute spirit, so much hot water, fire is coming. So why not the Supreme Spirit, huge quantity of water, earth, etc. How one can deny it?
Well, verbal analogies don't prove the scientific effect.
Then you are arrested. Verbal analogy is true. It is a small quantity produces. Less quantity produces. What is verbal? This is practical.
But that's assuming that God has a body.
Yes, God has a body. But that is, you are blind, rascal, you cannot see. That does not mean that he has no body. You cannot see even the president's body here. That means the president has no body. You, rascal, you cannot understand. Because you cannot see the president's body, you cannot say, no, the president is bodyless. It is your defect. You become qualified to see the president, you see, it's not the body. those who are not qualified to see him, they can say that he has no body. But why he has no body? Shastra says, so if we man fools and rascals, that is another thing. But he has a body. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Brahma is saying. But he has no body. Sachidananda Vigraha, Vigraha means body.
But we don't know, so we're taking...
You do not know, therefore you have to learn. If you want to remain rascal, fool, and still you want to know, that is not possible. You have to know from the real source. Then you will know. But if you keep yourself in the rascal platform, then how will you know? You see, you have to go to school to learn things. So how can you learn at home? So vijnanatham ka guru meva vijache. You have to go, you know, to understand that science. So how do you argue keeping yourself in darkness? In darkness you cannot see anything. No, I do not see anything. Therefore there is nothing. Is that very good reason? You are blind, you cannot see in the darkness, that is another thing. And things are there. You make your eyes operated and manifest your vision, then you will see. Therefore, ajnana timidhan bhasya jnana anjana salapaya chakshu milikam jivana tasmai sri guravi. Everyone is blind in darkness. He cannot see anything. So one who opens the eyes, garanjana sarabhara, the torch of knowledge, is good. This is the description of this. If you are blind and have a blind guru, there is no use. Guru means who is not blind. I may be blind. Then that is the effect. This is no reason. I cannot see. What he wants, he can see. He cannot see the president. But how you want to see God without being qualified? This is layman's rascal's reason. I cannot see, I do not see. What you are, what you can see? You do not first of all evaluate what is your position. And you want to see something. The formula is there. Premanjana charita bhakti bilochanena santastha gaivaridharesu bilo. One who has developed love of God is always seeing God. So where is that quality? You are not lover of God, you are lover of dog. So how you can see God? You can see dog. God seeing dog, but which? And at the time of death, see the dog and become dog. That's it.
Trying to accept all this on faith.
Huh?
I have to accept all this on faith.
Not faith, it's spectacle. You're so foolish, you do not understand. Unless you are qualified, you cannot see anything. So you have to qualify. It's not faith. Disqualified. You are disqualified.
Likewise, sometimes you
can't
see the president unless you're qualified.
Yes.
Likewise, you can't see God unless you're qualified.
Yes, that is the untrue. It is not fair. It is fact. Unless you are fit to see something, you cannot see.
You're making comparison.
Hmm.
You drink water, then comes the sweat.
It's not fixed.
Not without drinking? No, that's not.
Actually, they say the body is made
they
of
say,
water.
They say.
No, they say.
You don't drink water when you give me massage, why do you? But, you did not drink water. This is
but
technical.
Formally I had drunk.
But formally, 300 years you had come over to just for this water is coming out. This is all nonsense. Seven generations before, my great grandfather gave some ghee and still I've got this smell. It is that argument. This kind of argument is not good. Water is, you can create water from your body. What is your, here a doctor, what is your, medical man there, water is created. How the blood is created. He did not drink blood. This is nonsense argument. How we create blood? You do not know how it is, but you have got such potency that blood is being created. You even do not know how the blood is being done. But it is being. That is incalculable energy. There are so many secretions that are coming within the body. So everything is there by God's supreme energy, they are being automatic. Abhavikav jnana balakya parasa sakti vividhaivasya si. God has got multi-energies. Natasakajam karanantirita. This is the description. He hasn't got to do anything. Just like so many things are being manufactured within my body, I haven't got to directly work first. Similarly, the God's gigantic Natasakajam karanantirita. He has nothing to do. Pratasya kajyam karananche vidyate. Pratasya sama abhigastha visyate. Nobody is found equal to him or greater than him. We are his God and we are subordinate because we are many equals. But he has no equals. He is unlimited. He is unlimited. Prasa sakti vidhi was here. They have got multi energies. The energies are working. Just like this. There are so many instruments within this box. But you just push one bottle and it works. Just push one bottle, the whole thing is working. But similarly, the God has made this body so perfect, that whatever is required, it is needed. Nobody can explain. Can you explain how your hair is, you shave today and tomorrow again, how is it going? Can you explain? But it is coming out. The energy is there. Similarly, eating this small body, a sample of God, so many energies are there, automatically working. Then, so far God is concerned, that Parasya Sakti, he has got unlimited number of energies and things are taking place automatically. This material world is also external body of Krishna. Just like our body, external body. And the hair is coming up. Do you endeavor for it? Similarly, the three plants are coming out. You stupid, you eat so much. But God is not stupid. He is conscious, perfect. He has nothing to eat. Still, he can grow. That is the difference between me and God. You don't require to eat it. There are many sentient persons that do not eat. How they are working. Raghunath Das Goswami was not eating. He was heavy alternate day, he was little butter, so much. That talk not daily. Every alternate. So actually, we do not require to eat. Eating, sleeping, sex, and defense, this is bodily necessity. But you are not this body. When you come to the spiritual platform, there is no necessity of these four things. So that is your mistake, that you are thinking God has got a body like me. He requires eating for nourishing. That is a foolish. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. His body is so bad that he can perform any limbs work by another. It's like we can see with the eyes. As soon as close the eyes, we cannot see. But Krishna can see by his ear. As soon as he prays to Krishna, immediately he sees it. Here is my devotee. By hearing the sounds of those prayers. Because you have this material body, you have got so many necessities. And God has no material body, He has no spiritual body, He has no necessity. After calm, He is fully satisfied. He doesn't require to take anything.
He doesn't get hungry or thirsty.
Neither of this. Because He hasn't got material body. You have got this material body, therefore you have got all these defects.
Sometimes it has been seen that the people that don't eat, then their body becomes very big, and the soul leaves the body.
Mm-hmm.
After some time. People, when they don't eat, their body becomes very big, so that then soul leaves the body. Practically,
body becomes weak when you don't eat.
Yeah.
So that is all for the material body. Weakness, strength, ailing, becoming old, the sarovikar means birth, then growth, then sustenance, then byproducts, then ailing, then changes. These sarovikar, six kinds of changes, are meant for the material body, not for the spiritual.
Everything's going on, and those things that are going on, and they happen to fit in with the whole scheme, they continue. If there's some strength, they survive, and if not, they die off. So everything's happening by chance. But because some things have to work, they continue.
With the medical man will say that everything happening by chance.
Well, that's because his body is all right. His body fits in with the scheme of things.
No,
so it can continue.
But let's say you have violated these rules of health, therefore you are diseased. There's no chance.
But he's not, he fits the list. He can live. But someone other than
nobody is sick. The doctor also becomes sick as soon as there is violence. The violence hand is the cause of sickness. So either he may be doctor or no doctor, that doesn't matter. If you violate it, that is nature's law. Nature's law.
Speaking of transfer, Baba, there was this in the scriptures that in the Nikah devotion that even in order to commit, get involved in devotional service and execute devotional service, like definitely have some devotional service, therefore, what
you do that right through? He's asking to give us his devotional service.
Hmm? He's asking that in the Nectar of Devotion it is stated that for one to engage in devotional service means that in his previous life he had some connection with devotional service.
So what is it done? It is a cause and effect. You previous life, you had some activities, and the result is there. So it's done.
So that's survival of the fittest, because he could take the devotional service, he's surviving out
of devotional service. Surviving, he's surviving. But the cause and effect is going on. That is not, therefore we call them stupid. That's good. There is no chance. Karanam gunatam vasa. Krishna says, karanam. There is no personal chance. Karanam gunatam vasa. Because you do not know how you are infecting. Just like you become all of a sudden attractive color. You are thinking that it is by chance. It is not chance. What is medical man? Is it chance? No, you infected somewhere, you do not know. And because you are foolish, you are taking a chance. There is no question of chance.
But it was by chance I'm infected.
No, not chance. Where did you go? Where there is cholera case? That is your foolishness. Where did you go there? When there is infectious disease, a man is forbidden not to go there. So you went there without any knowledge and you were infected. Now you're somebody. There's no good for that chance. That is foolishness. Chance means ignorance. The ignorant people, they do not know they infect sinful activities and they say, by chance. There's no good for that chance. Karanam guna sangas. Krishna says, there's no chance.
God's energy is so perfect, then how does this ignorance come upon
man? That we have explained many times. You create your ignorance. Just like you cannot live without having Krishna. But you create, why not independently? That is your ignorance. By law, by nature's law, you cannot live without being subordinate to Krishna. But why you are thinking? How can you be subordinate to Krishna? Krishna is asking you, Sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāme kaṁ sarva. Why you are not doing that? Why you are not doing that? Krishna is personally asking you, do this. I shall save you. Why you are not doing this? So you violate the laws of Krishna, you suffer.
But if that energy is perfect, how can it violate?
Then you do not know what is living being. Living being has got a physical, I have to say, independence, little independence. He can obey, he can violate. In our society, there are somebody. Somebody is strictly obeying, somebody is willfully, willfully violent. They must hold up. He is made perfect, but he's not, you are not strong. God is not strong. You are living me. The same thing you have repeatedly asked. You have got little independence because you are part and parcel of God. So, by misusing that independence, if you violate the orders of God, then you suffer. You are perfect. Because you have got independence, but you use that person. That is the problem. You perfect, you become imperfect. By misusing. Yes. Everything is perfect. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vasishyate. Purnat purnam udachyate. Because you are part and parcel of God, you are perfect. But willfully you become imperfect. Again, in Sunti, Ubidampat, Vaishnavi Ubidampat. Will it seem to you? Living being means there is will, thinking, feeling, and willing. Don't pretend if you do not know. Everything comes from God. What is the use of where will comes? Janmadasagadaha, Aung Sarvasa Prabhava, Maptasam, everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna has got will, you have got will. Why do you ask? It is foolishness. Krishna has got independence, he has got it. You have got independence. You are small Krishna. A particle of gold is also gold. Everything is there. All chemical composition is there. It has come from Krishna. Why you are asking? That's why we come. That is use of independence. Otherwise, what is the meaning of independence? The meaning of independence is, if I like, I can do. If I do not like, I do not do. That is independence. That means independence. If you are stereotyped, forced to do, that is not independence. Independence means, if you like, you can do it. If not, you don't like it. Don't do it. Very nice. So, misuse independence means ignorance. He does not know that if I infect this virus of this disease, I will suffer. But he does not know ignorance. So, he infects and he suffers.
So, Papa, I was noticing your Srimad Bhagavatam the other day and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'd like to take my time this time to offer my advances for such perfected, exalted work, such an exalted personality. Our glories to you.
Thank you.
Obviously, anything so beautiful, so transcendental.
Try to understand, make your life successful.
I will, with your mercy. So good. I need help.
That is my endeavor. I'm trying to put things how people will understand and they become perfect. That is my endeavor. Ambulance.
Hare Krishna.
Even in the front of danger, that is his first credit. That was a great survey, recognized.
Anybody come,
says this like sword. The tree is just like sword, and the sinful man is pushed through the tree.
But I heard that even in hell, the people think they're enjoying.
Where do you have heard?
I thought that was your own word.
Don't think like that.
Not to think, but to know.
Yeah.
That is the position. As soon as he says, I think, then qualifies. And as he speculates. Some of the people who have met, like in the later volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, some of the information is still so much against what the living entity
are experiencing as being agitated, and I've noticed that some people turn their tone away from Krishna. We've already had some attraction in the view of the different topics.
That because in Srimad Bhagavatam the knowledge there contradicts the mundane scientific knowledge, people who have some faith in Krishna become discouraged and turn away from Krishna.
Let him go out. Don't care for this. Let all the fools go out. There is a Bengali Prabhupada in his job maintaining some bad cows, let the cow said be bacon. We shall prefer the cow said bacon, no cow, than keeping all bad cows who does not give any milk, kill this stuff.
They
are giving chance, but we don't want bad cows. We haven't got to agree with their views. They must agree with our views. Then they can leave. Otherwise, let them go. This is for you.
Are we all equal in the eyes of God?
But if you become unequal, you must go. No, his person was there disturbed. That means they are unequal. Why they should be disturbed?
Krishna says, all of them as they surrender, I reward accordingly.
Yeah.
So that means they're surrendering in different...
Yeah, he has not surrendered. He keeps himself separate from Krishna. And he's artificially, he's so surrendered. Surrender does not mean that he reserves something for you. That is not surrender. Surrender means without reserve. That is surrender.
The
unconditional, the unconditioned. Yes. That's the right. Yeah. Just like a child is surrendered to the parent. The parent says, sit down here. He sits down. That's all. No argument. Like that is surrender.
When we speak of part, part and God, does it mean that we are there with God before we come to this world?
You are part and parcel then? What is it?
If we are part and parcel of God, does it mean that we were with God before coming to
you
God?
You are always in God. You mean you are the rebellious condition. You are with God. That's why a prisoner. The prisoner is always with the government. But your own department is kicked and your own department is patted. That's all. If you prefer to be kicked, you remain in Maya. But you are always in with connection with God.
Like Krishna says that I am in everything.
Yeah. Your this punishment condition is also God's creation. External energy. You cannot leave for a second without God. But one who knows he is blessed, one who does not know, he is condemned. But you know or not know, you are always you. That is it.
Just realize by the orders of God and his princes, then he'll be here. Otherwise not.
Sir.